This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the cafe. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your workday. So tell your next-door neighbour, your friends, and even your dad to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9.
Now, moving right along, we have another regular guest, Nevena Sporovska, the co-chair of the Victorian Pride Lobby.
Now, Nevena knows where she's coming from. This Nevena is what knows. I like. It's
a very clear so, position. Welcome to the show, Nevena. Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Always love chatting to you on Saturday morning.
And what a lovely Saturday morning it is. You know, Nevena, can I just say again, we've had 56,000 tests yesterday. What an outstanding result. But you know something else that was, I think, is outstanding is the outcome that the Pride Lobby has got with councils around Victoria and the Rainbow Pledge, and not just getting them to sign and encouraging them to sign, actually holding them to account. Now, whether that's the City of Port Phillip, you know, who did a double somersault pike tweet, whatever they did. It's actually really important. You know, the work that you guys did was so important in the council elections and in other elections. But it's then the follow-up you guys do. It's really important. So tell us about that process, Nevena, about, you know, what an experience has it been for you guys?
It's been a really galvanising experience, not just for the lobby itself, but also our supporters and the general community, because this is a campaign that, as you said, Macca, and thank you so much for those words, they really mean a lot to us. We are a tiny volunteer organisation of 10 people who give up their time very passionately, and we really believe in the benefits of this Rainbow Local Government campaign, and we're seeing the outputs of it. So, you know, just recently we had a historic win with 55 out of 79 councils, not just in Melbourne, you know, not just the metropolitan, but this was across Victoria, flying our rainbow flag loud and proud on Idahopper Day. And this doesn't just happen because many councils are obviously moving that way. That's the wheels of progress. But also many other councils need support, and in some cases, a little bit of a push, and that's where we come in. So this has been a campaign that supporters have been involved in, and we've been able to help them to get in touch with their local governments and say, hey, what are you doing about the Rainbow Pledge? And support new councillors to put up motions and bring together, you know, convening like we did for Port Phillip, the community and businesses and residents to come together and have their say. So that's what I'm most proud of when it comes to the Rainbow Local Government campaign.
And, you know, Nevena, the important thing about this is that it wasn't just a campaign, you know, that happened and then was forgotten. You know, you guys have followed up and ensured, you know, that councils are, you know, they make a commitment and an interesting concept, I know, but that they stick to it. And that's the really important part. Can I ask Nevena, a little bit of left field. I actually have Chief Commissioner of Police Shane Patton. We're chatting to him after 11. Is there a question you'd like me to ask him? You can think about you can think about that for a sec. So we're speaking to Shane Patton after 11, and if there's a question you'd like us to ask, come back to me before the end of our chat, and I'm happy to ask it for you.
Thanks, Macca. I will.
Okay. Now, the Victorian budget was a bit of a win for the mental health of our community, particularly for mental health. And I know you guys have done a lot of work on this and a lot of advocacy. It's a, it's been a, it's, It's a great win. It's never enough, you know. It's never enough. But it's been a great win, hasn't it?
I completely agree. And this follows on the budget submission that we did put into government earlier this year. But, you know, $45 million to progress equality, improve both health and mental health outcomes, and really address the needs of the you know, community is very impressive. Obviously, this was going to be the budget that focused on mental health and seeing things like recurrent funding for Switchboard to the tune of $6.4 million, Hay grants, as well as $9 million for community organisations to help navigate what can often be a very tricky mental health system and services. But then you have other initiatives like support for mental health in schools starting in regional Victoria and just how integral that is, as well as $1.5 million for initiatives to reduce vilification and hate-based conduct. So this has been an incredibly impressive budget. It's responsive. It's the budget that we need for now. And importantly, it's one that listens to the community. I know quite a few organisations put in budget bids this year, and it might not get everything, but $45 million, gee, that's impressive.
It's a lot of money, and... You know, again, I want to recognise the advocacy that you guys have done, because it does actually make a difference in terms of, you know, we don't always get heard unless you're actually speaking to the people that matter. And I note Bridget Valance, the shadow spokesman for Equality. I believe you guys have already had a meeting with her or spoken with her.
Yeah, we did, and I was listening into Bridget's interview. Thanks for the shout-out, Bridget. Obviously, it's very important to us to have all lines of communications open. We're a non-partisan organisation, and proudly so. So when we met with Bridget, we did introduce ourselves, the work that we do. So I commended that, and she invited us back to keep that conversation going, and it's certainly an invitation we'll be taking up.
Because it's really important, isn't it? And you know, I know that, look, we've had a couple of messages. It's probably not a surprise to some listeners that the Pride Lobby had a particular position on the police marching in uniform at Pride March, and Joy had a different position. And, you know, but this is, it's actually, no one is completely right and no one is completely wrong. We're all entitled to our view. We've had a message from a couple of listeners, and again, this probably feeds into the question, you know, I'll ask you to think about that you'd like me to ask Shane Patton for, on your behalf, that it is, you know, some of these messages are not, they didn't agree with your view. Can you briefly tell us, Nevena, how many people were surveyed, and how do you actually, you know, what was the, can you give us an example of what the question was that brought the lobby to this position, you know, to oppose the police marching? I just wanted a better understanding of it.
Certainly, and much like yourself, Macca, I really do appreciate that there is a diversity of opinion amongst the community about whether or not police should march in uniform at Pride, and I'm grateful to have the opportunity to discuss them. So when the lobby did put out that statement, that was based on the survey that we conducted last year, of 1,500 Victorians, and we asked the community whether or not they supported police marching in uniform at Pride, and 75% of those surveyed said that they didn't.
Okay.
Now, I'm very happy to come back and speak about the survey once it's finalised, but I think it was really important for us to know that no person, no matter their occupational background, was being excluded from participating in marching at Pride March, and that the opportunity was there to march as part of the community. And really, I think kudos to Midsummer. What a fabulous day that was. Pride March is about inclusivity of all members of our community and our allies. But really, Midsummer have done such a stand-up job, especially with everything that they had to consider. And I really just want to give my kudos to them. We have a great relationship with them and look forward to working with them in the future.
Now, have you given some thought to that question, Nevena?
I have.
go ahead.
My question is, I'm going to put my Q&A hat on.
Yep.
It's less of a question and more of a comment.
Okay.
would the Commissioner welcome and be a part of a town hall discussion on this issue where all a diversity of opinions can be heard?
Okay.
Good question.
Yep. No, I will put that to Commissioner Patton, and I'll say it like this. Nevena from the lobby, we're speaking to her prior to you, Commissioner, and the question she asked was, would you be willing to be part of a town hall style meeting, to discuss these issues or to discuss that outcome, something like that. You happy with that?
Yeah, that would be great. Thanks, Becca.
Cool. Look, again, I want to thank you and the lobby for their work. It's really important. We can see the outcome, what you contributed, the submissions you made, and the mental health outcome. It makes a difference. Those outcomes don't just happen because the minister thinks it's a good idea and his staff think it's a good idea and the department think it's a good idea. It happens because they get representations and proposals and submissions, and that's what makes a difference. So thank you, because it does make a difference and it will save lives. It's good shit.
Hear to that.
Thanks, Nevena, for your time today.
Yeah, thank you. And we love having you on regularly. And, thanks again for what you do, but also for your time. I know how valuable our weekends are, even in COVID.
A pleasure. Love chatting to you all and wishing you a safe and happy lockdown.
Thank you.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.